You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Monday's local report of news from the Real Nyg Radio. Showers with a chance of thunderstorms tonight. Continued muggy with the low temperatures in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, with some more thunderstorms possible. Daytime high temperatures in the lower 80s. And on Tuesday night, cloudy with a chance of showers again in the forecast, then clearing overnight, continued muggy, and the overnight low temperatures in the mid-60s. Topping Monday's local news, city detectives are investigating a shooting that occurred Sunday morning in the 1900 block of Cutterback Avenue. Police say a 27-year-old man was shot in the stomach following a dispute in the vicinity of the old Cocktail Bob's Tavern. That victim was rushed to ECMC and was later listed in stable condition. Detectives did not make an immediate arrest, and they're asking anyone with information in the shooting to call them at 286-4553. During the police investigation, two people not reported as suspects in the shooting were arrested for disrupting the police investigation. One woman, identified as Savasia Jackson, was charged with disorderly conduct and obstructing governmental administration after she allegedly entered a taped-off police line and refused to leave while reportedly calling officers bitches. And also charged with disorderly conduct and obstructing was Avon Dolson of Buffalo. Dolson allegedly caused the disturbance at the site when he began to fight with other bystanders. He was taken into custody at the scene, and detectives say their investigation into the shooting is continuing. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder that this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance repaired? Then you need Chris Moore. $35 plus parts and labor, that's all. And he's been fixing appliances for over 44 years. It's a great price for a great repairman. But to get him there, that number, 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. And the news also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really take the time to care about your needs. And if your drugstore is closing and you need to switch your prescriptions over to another drugstore for reliable free delivery, call them at 260-1918. Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls and Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue. They're locally owned and operated, and they show it. In other news, city police are investigating a strong-arm robbery that occurred over the weekend. This one happened in the 600 block of 81st Street. A woman was walking home from an area store when she was knocked down by a sneak thief who grabbed her purse and ran off with it. She suffered some scrapes and bruises but was not seriously injured. Police are checking video in the area to see if they can recognize that thug. City police watching a house for a person that they say had a worn out on her ended up arresting that person after a short chase in the area of 75th and Lindbergh Avenue. Police said the suspect came out, got into her car, and reportedly drove up to the cruiser and asked, "Why are you watching my house?" The officer then informed the suspect, now identified as Elizabeth Atkinson of 75th Street, that they had a felony warrant for her. Told her she was under arrest. When hearing that, Atkinson allegedly just began to drive away from police, who began to chase her for a short distance until she finally stopped her car, got out and grabbed her cell phone and started recording the police, saying that she was going to sue them. She was then taken into custody and charged with unlawfully fleeing a police officer, speeding, reckless driving, and obstruction of governmental administration, as well as resisting arrest. Atkinson was then transported to the city jail, where she was held pending her arraignment. Police arrested another reported frequent flyer for panhandling over the weekend. He's Sean Speck, who listed no permanent address. He was allegedly spotted walking in the middle of the road at Whirlpool and Depot Street, holding out a cup to passing drivers begging for money. And, of course, was issued the state's preferred appearance ticket, then let go. But he was told not to do it again. I'm sure that'll stop him. He now has a later court date in city court. that I'm also sure he'll show up for. And tonight, Monday the 30th, is the first Music Mania Monday summer concert in the town of Niagara at Veterans Memorial Park at 7000 Lockport Road. That event is complete with live music and food and various liquid refreshment, with those very popular Monday night attractions continuing right through the summer. And you can find a complete list of times and bands that will be performing, including the lineup for the special 4th of July celebration, which will be held next week, actually on the 5th of July, in the town park. For complete details on the events, check out the Town of Niagara listings under Music Mania Mondays online. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, at the Links of Niagara and the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, during the summer, golfing on the Pro Golf simulators is 30% off and parking is always free. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by clicking the local news tab after refreshing your browser on our site. And for even more convenience, our news is featured daily on Facebook by entering niagararadio.net in the search bar. It's local news first, it's free, and it's factual here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.